bought some old rig when I was 16. I can tell the difference between margarine and butter. I can see Saskatchewan without starting to stutter. But I can't understand why we let someone else rule our land. Top and high.
Well, yes, the Proclaimers and Cap in Hand, I suppose, a bit of a socialist song, but in this case a Scottish socialist song, just basically, and using the pun proclaiming the right to be ruled over and run by our own kin, our own kind, and not by Westminster, as is the case. Recently, so much media coverage, media hype, and postulating and pomp and circumstance over the life and death of Margaret Thatcher. And it seems to me that with the media that I've watched and heard, that anything that is in a negative sense towards Margaret Thatcher is being censored. Yes, including a certain song from The Wizard of Oz that should be around number one in the chart by today, but will be censored down to 4 or 5 seconds. Now, I have to say right from the start, I was not really in agreement with that song, with the sentiments of that song. Yes, I absolutely have no time and have no love whatsoever, no love lost for Margaret Thatcher and her ways, what she done to Scotland alone, never mind the rest of the working class in the UK. But as I said, the sentiments of that song, I think, are just a wee bit too harsh, although censoring it to me is even harsher than the fact that the record was, or the song was used in the first place to let people know how they thought about Margaret Thatcher. So I thought I'd give my own little version of things and let you know that there are extremely strong feelings against Margaret Thatcher in this country, this part of the world, and I'm just so sickened by, as I said before, the pomp and circumstances that's going on just now for all these wealthy people down there to have another excuse for another big bash. I think it's deplorable. So I'll leave you with the Proclaimers from one song from them that tells the real story, the whole story, and maybe the song that I would have liked to have seen at number one for this period of time leading up to Margaret Thatcher's funeral. Of course, on the day, some remembrance and thought of someone who died, but not necessarily who was loved. And so I'll leave you with the Proclaimers once again, a song most of you will recognise, and the sentiments of Scotland.
Say
Bathgate no more.